The primitive sergeant. You know, there was a first time for everything. At some point, every custom, every practice, every ritual had to be explained to people for the first time. And it must have been tricky, especially in primitive societies. For instance, the first human sacrifice. Not of the enemy, but the first ritual killing of a member of your own tribe. Someone had to announce it to the people. Someone with authority, but probably not the top guy. A sergeant. A primitive sergeant addressing a band of early cave people, or hunters, gatherers, whatever, explaining the human sacrifice. Of course, first, he would have to get his other announcements out of the way. All right, listen up, you people in the trees. You want to pay attention, please. The guys in the bushes, you want to put the woman down? Thank you very much. Okay. Is everybody here? Andy? Andy, check the caves. Make sure everybody's out here. And Andy, don't wake up the bears, huh? Don't wake up the bears, okay? Remember what happened last time? We can't spare any more people. Okay. Few things I want to go over, then I'm going to tell you about something new, something we haven't tried before, so I don't want you to be nervous. I know you don't like new things. I remember last year a lot of people freaked out when someone came up with the wheel. People went nuts. They said, well, this is it. It's all over. It's the end of the world, blah, blah, blah. And somebody pointed out that we didn't have any axles. I think it was Richie. He said if we really want to invent something special, we ought to come up with the axle. Well, I guess you're always going to have a couple of wise guys. But anyway, we went ahead, as you know, and made a couple of hundred of these big stone wheels, which is kind of stupid when you think about it. The only thing you can do with them is roll them down the hill, which isn't such a top-notch idea. I think the people who live at the bottom of the hill will bear me out on that. Okay, moving along here. It has come to my attention that some people have been drawing pictures on the walls of the caves. Pictures of bulls, antelopes, couple of horses. I think I even seen a goat on one of the walls. Listen, let me tell you something. Might seem like fun to you, but it looks awful. If you can't keep a place clean, maybe you don't deserve a nice cave. You don't see the bats drawing pictures on the walls, do you? No, they hang upside down, they take a crap, they don't bother anybody. You people don't know when you're well off. Maybe you'd like to go back to living in the trees, huh? Huh? Remember that? Remember the trees? Competing with the baboons and gibbons for hazelnuts and loganberries? Degrading. So there'll be no more drawing on the walls. A couple of thousand years from now, people are going to come here. They're going to study these caves. The last thing they want to see is a lot of horse pictures on the walls. Okay, continuing on here. As some of yous might have noticed, last night the fire went out. Couple of guys on guard duty were jacking around, playing grab ass, and one of them, Octavio, the short guy with the bushy hair, well, one of the short guys with the bushy hair. Anyways, Octavio fell on the fire, and the fire went out. Unfortunately for Octavio, he died in the incident. Unfortunately for us, he was the only one who knew how to light the fire. So we're going to have a contest. First guy to get a fire going and keep it going wins a prize. It's a hat. Nothing fancy, just a regular hat. The kind with the earlaps. Okay, next item here. We're starting to get some complaints from the women about dating procedures. This mainly concerns the practice of clubbing the women on the head and dragging them back to the cave by the hair. They would like us to discontinue this practice, especially the hair part. It seems some of them go to a lot of trouble and expense to fix up their hair for a date, and they feel the dragging has a negative effect on their appearance. Far as the clubbing is concerned, they'd like to eliminate that too, because what happens is a lot of them have an enjoyable date, and then they can't remember it in the morning. Moving right along, as you all know, it's been our practice when we find a new plant that looks good to eat, we test it on the dogs to see if it's poison. Everybody remember the berries we tested last week on the big brown dog? Huh? How many ate the berries simply because the dog didn't die that day? Quite a few. Well, I got bad news. The dog died last night. Apparently it was a slow-acting poison. Yeah, Laszlo, yeah? You didn't eat the berries, but this morning you ate the dog. Well, Laszlo, you got about a week. Food chain. How many times do I gotta tell you people? Food chain. By the way, anyone who's getting into that new cannibalism crap, I won't mention any names, but I'd strongly suggest not eating Laszlo, okay? And, or anyone else, for that matter. All right, now we gotta talk about the hated band of enemy people who live in the Dark Valley. As some of you might know, the hated band of enemy people who live in the Dark Valley snuck into the camp last night and stole a whole bunch of our stuff. They got those sticks we were saving. They got the rocks we piled up near the big tree. They also took 16 trinkets, the ones we got in a trade with the friendly bent-over people from the tall mountains near the sun. I think it was them. It was either them or the guys with the really big foreheads down by the river. Anyways, as I recall, we came off a cool 200 animal skins for those trinkets, and frankly, the chief and I think we got screwed. And by the way, speaking of screwing, they also stole several of our women last night, along with a couple of those sensitive men we've been using as women. Okay, a new problem has come up that we're going to have to deal with. It concerns the growing menace of people chewing the leaves of the dream plant. It's gotten completely out of hand. At first, it wasn't so bad, you know, after a long day of hunting or gathering, whatever. People would chew a couple of leaves to relax. Recreational chewing. No harm, no foul. But then some guys couldn't leave it alone, you know? They would chew way too much and lose control. Some of them became verbally abusive. Of course, they couldn't help what they were saying. It wasn't them talking, it was the leaves talking. But hey, nevertheless. Then we found out some people were chewing on the job, not only endangering the lives of their co-hunters or co-gatherers, whatever, but also lowering the amount of food we acquire, while somehow at the same time greatly increasing the rate of consumption of their own food. One of the gatherers, a short guy with bushy hair, I think it was Norris, he got whacked out of his skull on leaves last week, and he came in from gathering with a grand total, get this, a grand total of 6 berries and 1 nut. And this guy had been out in the bushes for 8 days. But now we're running into an even more serious problem with the dream plant that affects the safety of everyone. It seems that some people are chewing the leaves and then running around in circles at high speed. As a result, we're starting to get a huge increase in the number of accidents. People are crashing into each other. Please, try to remember, chewing and running around in circles at high speed don't mix. If you're going to run around in circles, don't chew. If you're going to chew, for God's sakes, don't be running around in circles. Designate someone. So try to be aware of the signs of leaf abuse. If you're chewing in the morning, you got a problem. If you're chewing alone, you got a problem. It's no disgrace. Get some help. Say no to leaves. Okay, now, like I said earlier, we got a new thing we're going to be doing. And I want to announce it today. It's going to be a custom. Remember customs? Who can name a custom? Nat? Going to sleep at night. Well, that's close, Nat. That's almost like a custom. Who else can name a custom? Killing the animals before we eat them. Okay. Actually, Jules, that's more like a necessity, isn't it? Yeah, more like a necessity. Looking for a custom here. Another custom. Dwayne, washing the rocks and drying them off before you throw them at the enemy during a rock fight? Is that what you've been doing, Dwayne? Really? Well, I guess that would explain the disproportionately high number of rock injuries in your squad, wouldn't it? Anyway, this new custom is quite different, and it might come as something of a surprise to you, so make sure you're sitting down, or at least leaning on something firm. And you people standing over near the cliff, you might want to drift over this way a little bit. Now, I want you to remember that no matter what I say, this is going to please the corn god, okay? The new custom is going to help with the corn. Got it? Remember a couple of years ago we had no corn and we had to eat the trees and a lot of people died? How many want to go back to eating the trees? Okay, I rest my case. Huh? Dwayne, you thought the trees were pretty good. You never disappoint me, Dwayne, you know that? Folks, you don't have to look very far for a tragic example of abusing the dream plant, do you? All right, here's the new thing we're going to do. It's called a human sacrifice. Each week, to appease the corn god, we're going to kill one member of the tribe. All right, calm down, calm down. Come on, hey, sit down, sit down. Hey, hey, hold on. Hey, hear me out on this, would you please? Relax. Hear me out on this. We're going to start having a human sacrifice every week, probably on Saturday night. That's when everybody seems to loosen up pretty good. So starting next Saturday night, about the time we run out of berry juice, We're going to pick one person, probably a young virgin, and we'll throw her in the volcano. Oh, girls, girls, please, sit down. Girls, sit down. Please, stop with the rocks. Stop. Please, calm down, ladies. We're not going to do it today. I promise. Relax. Calm down. Okay. So we throw the virgin in the volcano. By the way, how many remember the volcano? Remember the fire? Remember the lava? What word comes to mind when we think about the volcano? Hot. Right. The volcano is hot. What's that, Dwayne? No. No way. No. No. If this idea is going to work at all, it's got to be done while the volcano is actually erupting. I don't think the corn god is going to be impressed if we throw some chick in a dormant volcano. It's meaningless. I think he's looking for something a little more screaming involved. Okay. So we throw the virgin in the volcano. What's that? How does this help with the corn? Good question. Look, Morley, I just make the announcements, okay? I'm not involved in policy. Came down from the high priest. That's all you gotta know. This is one of those things you just gotta accept on faith. It's like that custom we started last year of cutting off a guy's head to keep him from stealing. At first it seemed severe, am I right? But you gotta admit, it seems to work. Okay, one last point. You may say, why does it have to be a young virgin? Why can't we throw a wrinkled old man in the volcano? Well, let me put it this way. Did you ever get a real good look at the high priests? Okay, once again, I rest my case. Now, the only problem we anticipate with this new custom is the distinct possibility of running out of virgins. You gotta figure, best case scenario, we're not gonna see any corn till late next year. So it looks like we're gonna be waxing virgins at quite a clip here. And hey, girls, don't take this the wrong way, but we don't have that many virgins to begin with. Am I right? No offense, girls, really. No, hey, you're very lovely. You're very lovely. Well, I guess that's about all I got for you today, folks. I want to thank you for listening. Good night, everybody. Walk home slowly and walk safely. In case you didn't notice, the sun went down and it's completely fucking dark.